Energy and Public Utilities. Energy and Public Utilities will now come to order. Sherry, please call the roll.
Chair Artiles.
Here.
Vice Chair Monford.
Here.
Senator Broxson.
Here.
Senator Campbell. Senator Clemens.
Here.
Senator Perry. Senator Stargell.
Here.
Senator Young. Quorum present.
Thank you, Sherry. Senator Perry and Campbell are excused. Please silence all your electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance form and give it to the administrative assistant. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be read into the record. I would like to... I apologize. Let the record reflect that SB 144 is temporarily passed. Temporarily postponed. It would be my honor to transfer the gavel to the Honorable Senator Munford. Senator Munford, you have the chairmanship.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Let's take up Senate Bill 90 on renewable energy source devices by Senator Brandis. Senator Brandis.
Good morning, Chairman. Committee. This bill implements Amendment 4, which passed by 73% of the voters in 2006 statewide primary ballot in August of this year. The bill exempts renewable energy devices such as solar panels from ad valorem tax assessment for both tangible personal property and real property. The Constitution provision granted this tax exemption to only residential properties, and Amendment 4 extended that exemption to all real properties, including commercial and industrial. This bill will be a great opportunity for expanding solar in the Sunshine State, and I urge your support. That's the bill.
Thank you, Senator Brandis, for that explanation. Members, are there any questions? Senator?
Thank you so much, Mr. Chair. Senator Brandis, I apologize. When I saw you this morning at 8 a.m., I meant to ask you this question, but it was 8 a.m. Is this bill retroactive? In other words, when you have the facilities on a piece of property that are, you know, solar or renewable, and you might have a big facility and a county is now currently charging them taxes on that. Is this retroactive
As of right now, it is. We would expect that obviously that will change, that potentially may change going forward. But we want to get it, as you can see in the staff analysis, it hasn't been officially rated yet as far as the cost of implementation. And so once we understand the cost of implementation, we'll begin to discuss those issues.
Okay. I trust you. Thanks.
Any further questions? Senator, I have just a real quick question. I know there's some concern expressed from rural areas. And I know you've been working with it. Can you help us understand where you are on that?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Thank you so much for that question. It's an interesting one. Obviously, it's about finding the right balance and making sure that we take some of Senator Clemens' concerns into the picture as well. Obviously, some of these facilities, rural counties, have existing facilities. And they have, in many cases, already incentivized them with rural county dollars to come into there. And so this would be kind of a stacked incentive. Obviously, many of those projects were entered into before this legislation was put in place or the Constitutional Amendment was put in place. So I think our goal is to work with the stakeholders over the next couple of months to determine what the right policy is as it relates to rural counties, with the understanding that we don't want to be too restrictive on the rural counties or new solar facilities won't go in rural counties because of enhanced restrictions. So I think it's all about finding that delicate balance, but I've met with a number of rural counties in the last week on this issue, and I have committed them to find that right balance, and I commit that to you as well.
Good. Thank you. Any further questions? Okay, let's go to our appearance form. Jess McCarthy. Thank you, Jess. Greg Black. Charles Henson.
TECO Energy waves and support.
Sean Foster. Jane Jordan. Garrick Lent, Van Lent.
Rethink Energy Florida, waves in support.
David Cullen. David Cullen. Richard Penske.
On behalf of the Florida Solar Energy Association, we wave in support.
Jeff Sharkey.
Wave in support on behalf of Solar City.
Mandy Hines, come right on up.
Good afternoon. Mandy Hines for the record. I'm the county administrator in DeSoto County, Florida. I just wanted to offer a brief statement about our meetings and our concerns with this legislation. We are not opposed to this legislation, nor to Senator Brandis's bill. We have met with Senator Brandis and will continue to meet with committee members to express the concerns that we do have. And through our conversations with the senator's office, we feel confident that we will work together to come up with language that is acceptable to all parties and all of the impacts, especially for our rural counties in Florida. And I would just like to place that on the record, sir.
Thank you, Ms. Hines. Susan Glickman.
Southern Alliance for Clean Energy waves in support.
Laura Yeomans.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I appreciate the concerns raised by Senator Clemens and yourself. The Association of Counties has been working with Senator Brandis on the issues of particularly the rural counties and some of our mid-sized counties that have utility-scale existing facilities that would significantly impact their revenues if taken off the rolls. And we are optimistic that as this moves through the process, particularly in the appropriations committees, we will be able to come to a resolution of that issue. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. That's all the appearance forums that I have at this time. Any debate? Senator Brandis?
I'll wave close.
You better. You're on a roll. Okay. Please call the vote on Senate Bill 90.
Senator Broxson?
Yes.
Senator Campbell? Senator Clemens?
Yes.
Senator Perry? Senator Stargell?
Yes.
Senator Young?
Yes.
Senator Montford?
Yes.
Senator Artiles.
By your vote, Senate Bill 90 will be reported favorably.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, committee members. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other business come before the committee? Seeing no further business, Senator Young moves that we adjourn.
Second.